It is a matter of basic survival to reject authority commands, especially obedience when it comes to pandemics or any kind of emergency. Now, you already know that, of course, listening to this, but let me explain the second part of this. They got the Democrats and the leftists with the COVID jabs because the Democrats tend to believe in, quote, the science, and they tend to go along with authority, at least, you know, when Biden was the fake president. Democrats go along with all that, and they took a lot of pride in getting themselves injected. And the more left-wing they were, the more compliant they were. LGBT groups, for example, demonstrated, I think, a 96% compliance with the COVID jabs. So many of those people are already dead. Many more will die in the coming years, and many are dying right now. The point is, they got the leftists with the COVID jab. But now, something is going to come along where it's going to be pushed by Trump. And I'm not saying that Trump will have any nefarious intent. He might be just wildly, you know, misinformed or influenced like he was by Fauci in his first term, you know, Operation Warp Speed and all that. Trump is capable of making mistakes as well. Trump is capable of being lied to or manipulated by his own advisors, obviously. But something's going to come along during this Trump term that will be an emergency where your behavior will be demanded, some kind of compliance demanded, where you are commanded to go along with some kind of intervention, some kind of injection, some kind of treatment, something that will ultimately put you in the same category as the leftists in terms of your life expectancy. So Trump supporters and conservatives will have their obedience test as well. And this is all part of the depopulation agenda. And I believe that, you know, part of the changing of the guard, part of the changing of the administrations is to achieve exactly this, to convince people during the Biden administration, if they were pro-Biden and pro, you know, Democrats, to convince them to go along with things that would get them killed. And then under the Trump administration, there's going to be something different that will be very popular among Trump supporters, very popular. And probably you will be called out as a lunatic if you don't go along with it. And it will almost certainly be something that is wildly popular among Trump supporters. For example, and this is not a prediction, this is just, you know, a thought experiment example, but what if the deep state faked the return of Christ? Well, that would be very convincing to a lot of Trump supporters who tend to be Christians or many evangelical Christians. And if there were a giant hologram or whatever in the sky and there's the face of Christ coming out of the sky, or they show Christ on a white horse coming out of the sky because that's what people think that they read in Revelation, which isn't even accurate, but that's another podcast. A great many Trump supporters would say, oh my God, the Lord has returned. He has returned. And therefore, we are obliged to do what is commanded of us by our Lord, you see. Whereas, you know, leftists, their God is the science or Fauci. But people on the right, a lot of them, their God is the God, but they will go along with a faked version of that God if they're not thinking critically enough. So what if Jesus comes out of the sky and tells everybody in a booming voice to lay down your arms? The golden age is upon us. The 1,000 years is here. We're going to have world peace. All that is required is that you turn in your guns. How much you want to bet all kinds of evangelical Christians who turn in their guns? See? Because they think they're being obedient to Jesus. And it turns out it's all just a bunch of holograms and a bunch of whatever, you know, government operation, projections in the sky, laser show, whatever. Some kind of, you know, mass hallucination event. And that's all that it will take. And then those people will end up, you know, being completely disarmed and then probably slaughtered. Now, again, that's not a prediction. I'm just saying that whether you're on the left or the right or in the center or somewhere else, the number one thing that's going to keep you alive is being skeptical of demands for obedience. When your government says that you must do this thing, whatever that thing is, whatever it is, the very first thought that should appear in your head should be to not do that thing, or to do the opposite of that thing. And then, you know, ponder it. Ponder it. There might be some cases where the government says to do something that makes some sense, like when they say, hey, have a 3-day supply of food. Okay. For a lot of people, that's a good start. But for you and I, it's like, are you kidding me? You know, we have like 12 months of food or whatever. But for a lot of people, that's a good start. So not everything the government says is evil or bad, but you should always suspect it as being evil or bad or nefarious or deceptive. By default, that's what will keep you alive. Just like during COVID, what did the government say? Oh, you all have to line up and get jabbed. Yeah. And remember before the jab, all during the year 2020, what did they say? Oh, you have to shut down your business. You have to wear a mask. You have to lock your children in their rooms. You have to operate behind plexiglass. You have to just shut down everything because you're non-essential, right? And the people who went along with that garbage, their lives and sometimes their businesses were completely destroyed. But it was all hocus pocus by the government, because there was no COVID pandemic. It was a complete hoax. It did not even exist. Yeah, people were being made symptomatic through, you know, contact poisons and chemtrails and biologically active chemical weapons and things like that that were dropped on the population. Yeah, we were being poisoned, but it wasn't a virus. And it didn't spread from person to person, didn't spread from city to city. So everything you were told about social distancing and shut down your church and, you know, 5 feet distance, it was actually a mockery of humanity. It was some kind of a ritualistic obedience test to see who would go along with it. And sure enough, almost everybody went along with it. And even admittedly, for the first like 6 weeks of this thing, I was freaked out too. They got me. They tricked me for the first, you know, couple of months. And then it started to become apparent, wait a second, this doesn't add up. How can New York City get hit, but not Miami, not Chicago, not LA, etc.? And, you know, we began to unravel the whole lie. And then I came to my senses, and so did you, and eventually we all did. And now we know the whole history of how the whole thing was completely faked. And it was all instituted in order to push deadly jabs for depopulation. That's the point. They will weave convincing narratives and convincing lies in order to get you to take actions against yourself, to practice self-extermination, for example. Yes, they will do that. And they will do it maliciously. They will do it knowing they are lying. They know what they're doing. They actually run the simulations in advance. They know they're going to push out these stories, and they're going to have this fear, and then they're going to have these hospitals, and look at the statistics. The hospitals are being overrun because they're murdering them with ventilators, but they don't tell you that. Hospitals became homicide centers. They murdered patients so they could add plus one to the COVID statistics. And again, I was convinced by the COVID statistics in the very early days of it. I was freaked out because I tend to err on the side of caution. So I was like, you know, stay home, hunker down. Let's see what happens. Like, don't go out in public. Who knows? Maybe this thing is spreading. And then, since then, I became informed about the total fraud of the virology, the total fraud of the so-called germ theory and all that. But it took a while. It took a while. Well, whatever's coming next is also going to take a lot of people a long time to see through it. And I really do believe they're going to use something from Scripture to target evangelical Christians. Because as I've learned also from teaching some, you know, sermons from the Bible and questioning some things about, you know, contradictions and things like that, what I've learned is that for the most part, evangelicals will not question anything that they think is tied to Scripture. They absolutely will not question it. Even if there's evidence that's contradictory right in their face. So if they think the rapture is coming, and if it's convincing, they're going to go along with anything, even mass suicide. No, seriously, if they're told, like, you know, Christ has returned and there he is in the sky, and there's his white horse, and Christ is asking that you just take this pill to join him in heaven, I guarantee you, there's all kinds of evangelicals that would say, okay, I'll take the Jesus pill. If Jesus said so, you know, if the Jesus in the sky says take the pill, they're all going to take the pill. Seriously. So watch out for the level of deception. And yes, it takes a very evil government to have a counterfeit Jesus in the sky. But they'll do that. Of course they will. Why wouldn't they? They have counterfeit money. They have fake news. They have fake science. They counterfeit everything. They fake all the vaccine studies, you know? Of course they'll push a counterfeit Jesus if that gets them to their goal, which is your extermination. Your extermination. So don't get sucked in by any belief system or any obedience at all. Always, always, always be skeptical. Be a critical thinker. Think for yourself no matter what. Even if you think it's Jesus talking to you out of the sky, you should be asking a question. If Jesus appeared in the sky, why do all the atheists also see him too? Right? Why is Jesus talking to the atheists? Or other questions like, you know, why doesn't he heal everybody of cancer right now? You know, I mean, just ask some questions. You might be getting, you know, faked. So just be a critical thinker everywhere. And that is what's going to keep you alive. And don't let anybody talk you into taking jabs or weird experimental government pills or whatever, because it's all just government assisted suicide. That's all it is. Vaccines are medically assisted suicide. And government is, you know, politically assisted suicide. They want you to be exterminated. Once you understand that, then you have a good chance of staying alive by just rejecting everything they want you to do. All right, so stay alert, stay informed. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Brighteon.com, publisher of NaturalNews.com. Thank you for all your support. Stay alive. Then we can rebuild society after the collapse of this one. We'll have to do that together. So thank you for listening. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like, look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt, again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh, that's just the size of the black pepper, and that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing.
We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold testing, and much more in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me. You can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go. And you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do, plus they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.